the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black here for Dynasty Podcast, and I am here with Daymaker, Aaron Delaney and Egon Shealy. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Got it, yeah.
Right on. Thank you guys so much for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're really excited to be here.
Absolutely. I hope that you are relaxed by the luxurious accommodations we're providing for you here.
Totally.
This is about as much as we've ever gone out for the podcast. So it's
great. Foot massages are nice, I will say. You know.
We try to take care of our people.
You do.
So this is great. Like, I've never had you guys on the podcast before. Something we've been doing this year, Dynasty Podcast has been around a while, but we're really aiming to bring on a lot of new faces, new voices we haven't talked to before, and Daymaker is doing really cool stuff in Chicago. How's the year going for you guys? How is the year happening for Daymaker?
It's been great. We've been recording a lot recently at a couple of different studios with different people, so we've had like an awesome experience just having creative contributors as far as producers are concerned. So that's been really fun. We've been working with Already Dead Tapes and most recently Palette Sound with a producer, Michael Mack, who's also in the band Oshawa. Yeah, and like a really old friend of mine, so that's just nice too. So it's been exciting. We've been writing a lot and spending time recording, listening to ourselves, trying to like work out lyrics that tell a good story and just tighten up our sound.
Yeah, we'll have, hopefully by year's end, we'll at least have a 7-inch, but we're also working on a new LP as to be determined when that comes out. But we're writing a lot of new music, really trying to test our boundaries and really having a great time doing it. And meanwhile, I've been playing with a lot of great bands. We just did a fundraiser for a program called the PA Share that we've started, well, that a friend of ours, Luke, started. He's also working with Bert from 2040, where we're raising money for a PA to be shared by local DIY venues or people
and
who want to host. Yeah, anyone who wants to host a show that needs a PA. So we've been playing with a lot of really great bands. We played with Soul Patches and Glamour Hotline last night.
Glamour Hotline, friends of the podcast, man, they are doing really cool stuff right now.
Oh,
yeah,
we,
they're the best.
They
we
are. They're so
them.
Much fun.
They're such nice people.
They have an infectious energy. Yeah,
totally. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. They keep threatening to cover one of our songs, so we might actually collaborate with them and do something goofy like that. But we love them so much. So
right on. So you guys are in the studio right now, like you said, you're working on new music that is kind of on the horizon.
Yes.
Date TBD, but it does seem like you guys are keeping active right now. My producer Julia, who is the one who pointed you guys to the podcast and me to you and vice versa, she's telling me about like all these great shows you're doing. Like, talk about some of the events you've been involved in, some of the causes that you're, you know, helping out, and just kind of how you're keeping busy right now.
So we just did at Dollhouse not long ago a what was the fundraiser? It was for an organization that has been helping women get safe abortions for the past 30 years.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So that was nice. It was a benefit show, and always support something that helps women like care for their bodies.
Sure.
And we have a Bernie fundraiser coming up. We
June
just did
10th,
this, yeah,
at
this
Mr.
PA
Rogers
share.
Neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then Aaron and I both run a space called Eco, so we've been hectically busy with that as well.
Yeah.
We have actually, it's a show for WHPK, the radio
yeah.
show
mm-hmm.
that is run out of University of Chicago, which is going to be an incredible show. Pyle is headlining, Crown Larks is playing, The Funds are playing. It's going to be just a fun time, so make sure y'all come out for that.
It's really weird to just have a list of things to say. Like,
but you guys are, you, I mean, like I said, you're keeping very busy, you know, like looking at this list, some of the things that I saw happening with the band, let's see, so doing the WZRD event in honor of Women's History Month.
Yes,
that was really fun.
Yeah, what was that like?
Well, it was great because WZRD is like exactly how you would imagine a college radio station to be.
That's the Northwestern one, right?
Northeastern. Okay. Yeah. WNUR is
I'm thinking of NUR, which is like the like legendary, like, yeah. Yeah, so ZRD. So you guys did ZRD.
The Wizard. Mm-hmm. So this is like if you were to like walk into a sitcom based on a college radio station, that's how The Wizard feels.
Right.
There's like toys of wizards everywhere and like a couple people hanging out and they're like fixing mics while you're setting up and like everyone's just super handy and the like guys that were doing like I think they were like doing janitorial stuff were like watching the Bulls game while we were performing. Yeah, it was really great.
I think we played some records after our performance and I think we cursed within the first like
you did. I
cursed.
We cursed
within the first like 10 seconds of being on air.
Yeah,
dropping the F-bombs.
That's the beauty of podcasts. Right. I mean, well, feel free to throw them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so we can say the band name Regular Fucked Up People because that's what tripped up Egon immediately.
Truthfully. I might be a DJ there now, too. I'm meeting up with Eddie this week, so I'm excited for that. Hopefully I'll have a show of local talent.
And you guys also got to do a show at Young Camelot before they kind of shut down operation, right?
Yeah, so what we did was a Young Camelot Presents.
Okay.
So now that's kind of the curatorial and booking arm of what that venue still is. But we had a show set up there and had never gotten to play there despite me spending an exorbitant amount of time, like...
being there, helping out, and just loving that crew. I mean, everyone involved with Young Camelot is incredibly
talented.
We
just had Emily on the podcast, and she's amazing.
Oh, Emily.
Yeah. I miss her.
I'm actually going to have, hopefully at the end of this summer, I did a series of 4x5 large format portraits of everyone who lived and curated and performed it with Young Camelot. So hopefully that'll be coming up. I'm hoping to try and work some out with Chicago Art Department as far as displaying those. But, I mean, they're very near and dear to us. And just being able to work with them was such a huge honor. So keep an eye on their Bandcamp as well as ours and our SoundCloud because the show that you're referring to was at the Empty Bottle, and Chris Lee and Colin were amazing enough to record it for it. We just heard the mixed version, and we're really excited about those recordings. That should be released very soon. So watch out for that, because that was a great show. It was so much fun, and Chris and Colin did such an amazing job on those recordings. We're just like, we were listening to them like, wait, what? Like,
and so something else that you kind of mentioned that I think is really interesting, and while we're talking about all the DIY thing, you're talking about Eco. So talk about, you know, what all is involved with that. What is Eco? Bring us into that project.
So Eco is a artist collective that's been around for the past like 9 years. It is an old electric company that was rehabilitated by a number of artists that have since come and gone. Some have stuck around. So I'm finishing my first like year and a half there. Egon's been there for about 7 years. And it's a very large space. It has a rooftop garden. It definitely, despite that it got its name from the electric company, Eco, it does have a ecological focus. We grow food,
medicinal herbs. There's also a sustainable foods co-op that operates out of there called Edible Alchemy. We do food classes and different catering, underground catering events. Some of our roommates were actually recently in Costa Rica doing a mobile kitchen for a festival down there. But Aaron and I have been curating DIY shows for
a year,
something like that.
And what are some of the lessons you learned from doing that? Like, you know, where you guys are artists yourselves, you're in a band, but then you're also facilitating bringing bands into the live space. So, like, how do you kind of balance those things, or does one support the other, or talk about that experience?
Take breaks and don't fucking complain. Because when you don't take breaks, you complain all the time about something that you love doing.
Yeah.
And recently coming up on taking a little bit of space to clear out Eco a little bit, make sure that we're being careful in how we curate our walls and our shows and really find a way to manage that time. But it's an amazing thing. I was just saying earlier that really the feeling that I get from being in an alternative art space or a DIY space is that I could be on that stage and I could be on those walls. When I'm in the Empty Bottle, when I'm at the Burlington, these are amazing venues that we love playing. But when I was 15 years old, going to those 21 and over spaces,
right.
I remember not having access, not feeling like I had access. And the special thing about alternative spaces is that anyone can get up there and talk to the people that run it directly.
Yeah, and
that connection is really important to us. Although it is, you know, sometimes scary, the thought of having a lot of acquaintances and not a lot of friends and, like, just not having so much time for the people that you care about, because every weekend is just very booked. But it
can be very magical. We had a show recently with a lot of incredible bands, Bloom, Kid Made Modern, but we had a group Swooning open, which is Chris Ruiz's project, and we've been trying to work with him for a while, you know, get him into the scene, and it's so great to see.
He's been in the scene.
Well, he has, but I mean, so like, he's got a new band and a lot of new material, and to be able to foster people getting their time to shine and to meet and see new incredible bands. I mean, they had a great performance. They were one of the highlights for me of one of the best shows we have ever had at Eco. And I think that's really part of it, is that, you know, you get a lot of camaraderie and community by being in a band and playing with a bunch of people, but then also hosting events has been incredible as far as community development. We were part of something that's come out of Raheem's podcast, What About Chicago, mm-hmm. where we were doing and still are doing kind of like a DIY town hall, where a lot of the people who are running underground spaces get together and talk about mutual problems, how we can do things better, how we can impact our community in a more positive light. And just to develop that kind of, those kinds of relationships and that kind of community and understanding has been, I think, one of the nicest and most gratifying experiences of the whole thing. And you mentioned Young Camelot earlier, being able to work with them really close. We've made some amazing friends at our sister space, the Dojo.
We just had someone from the Dojo on the. We did like a DIY spread the podcast about a week ago. So we had Dojo represented, Emily from Young Camelot slash you know, Exiled Nobles, and then a woman named Hannah from Canvas.
Oh, sure.
So like, and I didn't even realize that you guys are doing the DIY thing. So it's this great kind of energy that keeps you know, coming into the podcast, which I think is awesome. So.
Yeah, we also should probably mention VAM Media, too.
Absolutely.
Who has been a huge supporter of DIY.
I just saw
community.
That they did a thing about the Dojo.
Yeah, they did a thing about Dojo, Eco, Young Camelot, Dollhouse, and are just running the gambit of the incredible alternative spaces in
and
Chicago.
And they've been incredibly supportive as far as that community goes. For their year anniversary party at Wesley Kimmler Studio, they invited Aaron and I from Eco, as well as the Dojo crew, people from Dollhouse and Young Camelot, to help them run and curate what was probably the most amazing events of the year.
Yeah, Egon and I got to stage manage, and it was so much fun. And DJ Tay was there, and that was crazy. We just, like, lost it. VAM is so incredible. They just have such a professional, organized way of dealing with artists in Chicago. It's like the record label that we don't have.
Yeah.
Like they're the ones that can, like, pull everyone together and make something really special
and
happen.
And Vince and Jordan are the pretty much creative masters of VAM Media, and Greg, who does a lot of their production work, are just amazing. But so, yeah, definitely check them out. I think the website is vamstudio.com, I believe. But they have been such a huge support, and, you know, it's so wonderful to be able to work with a broad community and see people happy about what we're all doing. So,
and so if somebody wanted to get involved with either Eco or somebody wanted to find out more about Daymaker, what are the best web portals, what are the best resources, ways to get in touch with you guys, find out about you, follow everything you have happening?
Well, the best thing to do for Eco is, we don't have a Facebook page because Can I say that it's an illegal? Yeah, I mean, well, what we do isn't legal.
Sure.
So, yeah, we have shows in our house that exceed 75 people, and that, so we don't have our own Facebook page because we're not interested in getting shut down for, like,
sure,
purporting culture in Chicago. But so you can find Egon or I on Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, that's
which,
the best way.
Yeah.
Aaron Delaney or Michael Egon Sheely.
Mm-hmm. And there's a follow option because I'm running out of space for friends. But it's really just a place for us to promote shows for Eco. And then Daymaker has a Facebook page as well and a Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And Daymaker, it's one word. And it's nice. You know, we have a lot of new stuff coming up. So I hope that people are able to tune in now and be surprised by what they hear later.
Yeah, we've got, like I said, the Young Camelot Presents show coming out very soon. And we also have a brand new song called Eric's Song after our lovely bassist, Eric, who isn't here right now. But that should be coming out very soon. That was recently recorded at Palette Sound. And that'll appear either on the Facebook or our Bandcamp, daymakershy.bandcamp.com. We also have a SoundCloud. But check us out. There's going to be a lot of new stuff happening there very soon. We've got a bunch of recordings recorded at the end of the year at Wall to Wall Studios. We were one of the last bands lucky enough to record there, and that should be seeing the light of day very soon. It's being mastered and mixed right now. So
I love it. This is really cool. I'm glad we got to start this conversation. I want to, like, continue it and further it one or both of these ways. Definitely when Daymaker has new music coming out. And then also, like, you know, I do a lot of panels and workshops with the podcast, and having talked to so many of the DIY space kind of, you know, contributors and organizers, like, I think it'd be cool to do some kind of, like, DIY space panel or workshop or something along those lines.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Aaron and Egon from Daymaker, check out what you guys are doing with Daymaker. Check out Eco. I love it. Thank you so much for starting the conversation here on Dynasty Podcast and really coming through here tonight. I know it's very accommodating, but you guys are great sports about it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it. And we hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much. This has been a blast. So
right on.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.